Welcome to the On the Shelf podcast with host Joanna Lewis from The Pharmacist's Guide. The podcast features conversations about wellness, including nutrition, supplements, skincare, and anything else on the shelf. On top of the importance of our physical wellness, we will also touch on mental and emotional wellness throughout our episodes. In this episode, Jill Murphy from Pharmacy Times talks to Joanna about what to expect from this podcast series.
Joanna, I'm so excited to be here with you today. Could you give everyone a brief background about you and how you got started in pharmacy?
Thank you, Jill. I'm happy and excited to launch this podcast. My name is Joanna Lewis. I am a pharmacist. I've been a pharmacist for a little bit over 10 years. And really my interest, just even growing up, I've always been interested in health and wellness. So pharmacy school, after I ruled out a couple other disciplines, pharmacy school was a great fit. In my career so far, I have worked in retail. I've worked in a hospital setting and focused mainly on cardiology, a little surgery and general medicine. And then I transferred to an administrative role. Currently, I'm a pharmacist practicing in Florida, and I work in an administrative role that really focuses on quality, revenue cycle, compliance.
That's awesome. And I know, like you said, the role of the pharmacist can have so many different parts to it, such as in supplements or medication adherence, all different ways. And this can also lead to a lot of burnout or mental health issues. Was there a specific reason that you really loved wellness and wanted to focus on that?
Yes, definitely. I think, like I said earlier, I've always really been interested and focused on physical wellness. You know, I played sports growing up. I always was interested in health, what we put in our body, you know, good nutrition, staying hydrated. I've always been the kind of person who really, you know, prioritized my sleep. So kind of those foundational elements were there. But once, you know, life gets busy, once I went to grad school, I really had to adjust my habits because it was very hard to juggle school and also try to eat healthy. I think I definitely survived on pizza for a semester or two. I could always tell when I stopped exercising because that was really how I managed my stress. And then sleep, you know, sleep is kind of inconsistent in grad school. Once I got through that kind of hump, really my next obstacle in prioritizing wellness was when I was working at a really high level administrative job. We had a lot of projects going on, and then I had a newborn, and just really balancing that, I kind of got to a breaking point in several areas and really had to look at myself and focus more on my mental wellness. And that really, like, physical wellness and mental wellness are very connected. You know, if you're exercising, eating well, sleeping well, it's a lot easier for you to get your mindset in place. But that period really kind of was a period of burnout. And I really, like I said earlier, like a wake-up call to me that I really needed, some things needed to change. And that really started my journey into mental wellness as a pharmacist. All of my colleagues were negative, cynical, burnout. Like they liked being a pharmacist, but you know, there's a lot of part of the job that are not ideal. And that really kind of is where I birthed the Pharmacist Guide. I really wanted to have this platform where we could have conversations around mental wellness and burnout and stress and how are we taking care of ourselves? You know, we're taking care of our patients and our families, but you know, we need to take care of ourselves too.
So on top of that, I know that you think there's a huge role in pharmacists with supplements. Could you dig deeper into this for other pharmacists who may be listening?
I know, you know, pharmacists are listening to this podcast, but we also have a lot of non-pharmacists. So to be a pharmacist, you have to go through 4 years of post-grad training and get your doctorate. In those 4 years, it's primarily focused on medication and medicinal chemistry and how medications work in your body. We go through the kinetics, which talks about how drugs are absorbed, how drugs are metabolized, and how drugs are eliminated. And then we talk about, you know, pharmacology, which just is in general, like the study of drugs. So we talk about different disease states, like cardiology drugs. Why do these cardiology drugs work in this role, et cetera? So part of our training also included supplements. And dietary supplements are different in the sense that they are not regulated by the FDA, but they're still a pill. They're a manufactured product intended to supplement our diet. So pill, powder, liquid, they're still going in our body. And I think there's a lot of misconceptions around supplements. For example, I know somebody who was taking a supplement, ended up having fibroids. They did a deeper dive and they didn't realize that one of their supplements actually was estrogenic when they were at a point in their lives where they shouldn't be taking estrogen. And there's just a lot of interactions. You think about St. John's wort, but there's just a lot of great things about supplements too. I think vitamin D, magnesium, multivitamins can have a place. So I think people need to understand that supplements are part of our training. And if you go into Walgreens or CVS or any drugstore, all day long, the pharmacist is answering questions about supplements. That's just part of the job. And in that is kind of skincare. When we learned about medications in school, a lot of it was, like I said earlier, like the absorption of drugs. So topical drugs are absorbed, and you really have to understand the skin barrier and how drugs get absorbed through the lipid layer and into the skin so that they can actually do something. And I really want to dive deeper into that on this podcast too.
You made such interesting points right there about the different things that we use in our bodies and how people don't really know what they're taking. So I'm really excited to hear about that too in the future episodes. I wanted to go back on when you were speaking about wellness, because I know that you follow a top 5 wellness principles in your daily life. Would you mind sharing what those are?
So I really think good wellness can be, if you have a good foundation, everything else kind of falls into place. If someone really is like, oh, I need to get my life together, I need to practice wellness or whatever that means, I think having a good foundation of exercise, sleep, and nutrition is like the holy grail. I think wellness, really ultimately, you want to thrive in your life. You want to find meaningful work. You want to have good connection. But to get to that higher level, you really need to have a good foundation. So that's my first one. My second principle is that everyone's journey is very different. There's not like a one size fits all to wellness. My favorite exercise may be running, but somebody else does great with yoga or barre. And I think we need to have that mentality that I don't need to do what my neighbor's doing. Comparison is a distraction in our journey. I need to really focus on myself. How does my body react? How does my body react to certain foods? How does my body react to certain, you know, we all need different amounts of sleep, and really figuring out that formula that works for you. My third wellness principle is that being uncomfortable is how we grow. And I think it doesn't just mean like, you have to be uncomfortable in a way like, oh, I've been sitting on the couch watching TV and eating popcorn for a year. Now I have to actually get up and do something. Like sometimes our comfort zones are, you know, being very busy. Like these people who don't know how to take breaks because they're comfortable when they have 1,000 people on their plate because they know, you know, they're like addicted to that stress cycle. Or my version of comfort might be even a toxic relationship. It's not healthy, but it's something that we know what's going to happen. We know what kind of reactions you're going to get. And I think we get stuck in these patterns. So I think being brave enough to take those steps to build healthy habits and understand that this is going to feel different. This is going to look different, but this is going to be the best thing for me. My fourth wellness principle is there's no magic pill. And this is kind of a choose your own adventure, similar to what I said in number 2, that we all have a different journey. I think a lot of times we think, I'm going to find this perfect skin serum. It's going to make me look 10 years younger. I'm going to find the exercise that works for me. I'm going to find the partner who changes my life, or I'm going to get a job opportunity that changes my life. And really, no matter where you fall, what skin product I choose, what medication I take, there's highs and lows to everything. And it's really kind of, you have to figure out what can I live with? What can I not live with? When you think about, you know, we have some amazing breakthrough medicines in science that cure, you know, cancer and all these huge diseases, but they all have side effects. So they all have things that, you know, maybe untowards. And when we think about how we treat people, even with blood pressure medications, they have about 10 choices and you kind of go down the list. You know, if someone can't tolerate something due to a side effect, then we switch them to another medication. And I think we kind of need to take that mindset with how we approach wellness. And then my fifth principle, this is a little lighter, but because I'm a pharmacist and I love skincare, I always tell people to wear the sunscreen. I think that is one of the biggest things that we can do for our health, prevents skin cancer, helps, it's anti-aging. And I think we need to remember that even though it's winter right now, we still need to be wearing sunscreen.
Those are all really great tips and really great starts for people to really jumpstart their wellness. Joanna, this was an awesome first episode. I know there's so much more to discuss, but everyone will just have to keep their eyes open for the next few episodes. What can our listeners expect in the upcoming shows?
So this is going to be a wellness-focused podcast, and we will be talking a lot about supplements, skincare products, you know, what to look for, specific ailments like for acne, dry skin, et cetera. We're also going to be talking about physical wellness, and I have some great speakers lined up who will talk deeper about nutrition, how we can really prioritize that in our lives. You know, busy lifestyles, it's hard to make those decisions. And then I have some great exercise experts coming in.
Awesome. I'm so looking forward to it. Thank you again, Joanna.
Thank you for listening to On the Shelf. Join us next month as we continue to talk to thought leaders and change makers in the world of wellness.